The History of Music by John Bishop. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The History of Music by John Bishop is a comprehensive overview of the history and development of music from ancient times to the present day. It covers all aspects of musical history, including instruments, composers, styles, genres, and performance practices. The book begins with an introduction to music in general and then moves on to discuss specific periods in detail. It looks at early forms such as Gregorian chant and medieval polyphony before moving on to Renaissance madrigals and Baroque concertos. Later chapters cover classical symphonies, romantic operas, 20th-century avant-garde works, jazz improvisation techniques, popular songwriting conventions, and more. Bishop examines how different cultures have contributed to the evolution of music over time. He also explores how technology has changed the way we experience it today, from recording devices that allow us to capture sound for posterity through digital streaming services that make it easier than ever before for people around the world to access new sounds. Throughout his discussion, he emphasizes both continuity between eras as well as distinct changes in style or approach. In addition to providing a historical overview of music's development over time, Bishop also offers insights into its current state, discussing topics such as copyright law reform efforts aimed at protecting musicians' rights, debates about whether certain types of electronic dance music should be considered real art, emerging trends like mumble rap, and much more. The History of Music is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about this fascinating subject matter. With its clear explanations and engaging writing style, it provides readers with a comprehensive understanding not only what happened, but why it matters now. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Ancient music. Ancient music was used for religious ceremonies, entertainment, and storytelling. It was often accompanied by instruments such as drums, flutes, and lyres. Ancient music was also used to express emotions and to create a sense of community. Main idea number 2. Medieval music. Medieval music was heavily influenced by the church and was used to express religious devotion. It was often performed in churches and monasteries and was accompanied by instruments such as organs and lutes. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 3. Renaissance music. Renaissance music was characterized by its use of polyphony and its focus on secular themes. It was often performed in courts and was accompanied by instruments such as violins and harpsichords. It was also used to express emotions and to create a sense of grandeur. Main idea number 4. Baroque music. Baroque music was characterized by its use of counterpoint and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in churches and was accompanied by instruments such as harpsichords and violins. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 5. Classical music. Classical music was characterized by its use of form and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in concert halls and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and violins. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 6. Romantic music. Romantic music was characterized by its use of chromaticism and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in concert halls and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and violins. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 7. 20th century music. 20th century music was characterized by its use of atonality and its focus on experimentation. It was often performed in concert halls and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and synthesizers. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 8. Jazz music. Jazz music was characterized by its use of improvisation and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and saxophones. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 9. Rock music. Rock music was characterized by its use of electric instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as electric guitars and drums. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 10. Pop music. Pop music was characterized by its use of catchy melodies and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and synthesizers. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 11. Country music. Country music was characterized by its use of twangy guitars and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as steel guitars and fiddles. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 12. Folk music. Folk music was characterized by its use of traditional instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as banjos and accordions. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 13. Electronic music. Electronic music was characterized by its use of synthesizers and its focus on experimentation. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as drum machines and samplers. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 14. World music. World music was characterized by its use of traditional instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as sitars and tublas. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 15. Musical theater. Musical theater was characterized by its use of song and dance and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in theaters and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and synthesizers. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 16. Opera. Opera was characterized by its use of vocal music and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in theaters and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and harpsichords. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. Main idea number 17. Musical instruments. Musical instruments have been used throughout history to create music. They range from ancient instruments such as drums and lyres to modern instruments such as synthesizers and electric guitars. Main idea number 18. Music theory. Music theory is the study of the structure and elements of music. It includes topics such as harmony, melody, rhythm, and form. Main idea number 19. Music education. Music education is the study of music and its history. It includes topics such as music theory, composition, and performance. Main idea number 20. Music technology. Music technology is the use of technology to create, record, and manipulate music. It includes topics such as digital audio workstations, synthesizers, and samplers. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Ancient music was an integral part of many cultures throughout history. It was used for religious ceremonies, entertainment, and storytelling. Ancient instruments such as drums, flutes, and lyres were often used to accompany the music. Ancient music also served a purpose beyond just providing entertainment. It could be used to express emotions or create a sense of community among those who heard it. The use of ancient music varied from culture to culture. In some cases, it was seen as a way to honor gods or goddesses, while in others it may have been used more for recreational purposes. Regardless of its purpose though, ancient music has had an impact on modern-day musical styles and genres. The History of Music by John Bishop provides readers with an in-depth look at how ancient music evolved over time and how different cultures utilized this form of expression. The book covers topics such as the development of various instruments and their role in creating unique sounds that are still recognizable today. Main idea number 2. Medieval music was heavily influenced by the church and was used to express religious devotion. It was often performed in churches and monasteries, accompanied by instruments such as organs and lutes. This type of music also served a practical purpose, providing accompaniment for dances and other forms of entertainment. The musical styles of this period were diverse, ranging from Gregorian chant to secular songs. The most popular form of medieval music was polyphony, which featured multiple voices singing different melodies at the same time. Other common forms included motets, multisectional pieces with alternating soloists, and madrigals, songs that told stories. In addition to its use in worship services, medieval music had an important role in courtly life. Musicians would perform for kings and queens at banquets or during special occasions like weddings or coronations. Music could also be used as a form of political expression. Some composers wrote works that praised their rulers while others criticized them. Main idea number 3. Renaissance music was a period of great musical innovation and creativity. It saw the development of polyphony, which is the simultaneous combination of two or more independent melodies. This allowed for greater complexity in composition and performance, as well as creating a richer soundscape than had been possible before. Renaissance music also focused on secular themes, such as love and courtly life, rather than religious topics that had dominated earlier periods. Instrumentation during this time included violins, harpsichords, lutes, and other stringed instruments. These were often used to accompany vocal performances or to provide accompaniment for dances. The use of these instruments helped create an atmosphere of grandeur in courts across Europe. Renaissance music was also used to express emotions through its melodic lines and harmonies. Composers sought to evoke feelings such as joy or sorrow with their compositions, allowing listeners to experience a range of emotions while listening. Main idea number 4. Baroque music was a style of European classical music that flourished from the late 16th century to the early 18th century. It is characterized by its use of counterpoint, or two or more independent melodic lines played simultaneously, and its focus on expressing emotion through musical composition. Baroque music was often performed in churches and accompanied by instruments such as harpsichords and violins. It also served as accompaniment for dances and other forms of entertainment. The most famous composers of Baroque music include Johann Sebastian Bach, George Friedrich Handel, Antonio Vivaldi, Claudio Monteverdi, Arcangelo Corelli, Jean-Baptiste Lully, and Henri Purcell. These composers wrote some of the most iconic pieces in all of classical music history, including Bach's Brandenburg Concertos, Handel's Messiah, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Monteverdi's Vespers, Corelli's Violin Sonatas, Lully's Ballet de la Nuit, and Purcell's Dido Ninias. Baroque music has had a lasting influence on modern-day classical compositions, with many contemporary composers drawing inspiration from this period in time. Its intricate melodies have been used to create soundtracks for films such as Amadeus, 1984, which featured works by Mozart, who himself drew heavily upon Baroque influences. Main idea number 5. Classical music is a genre of music that has been around for centuries. It is characterized by its use of form and its focus on the expression of emotion. Classical music was often performed in concert halls, accompanied by instruments such as pianos and violins. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. The structure of classical music typically follows a pattern known as sonata form, which consists of three sections: an exposition, development, and recapitulation. The exposition introduces the main themes or motifs that will be developed throughout the piece. This section usually contains two contrasting themes or ideas. The development then takes these ideas further through various techniques such as modulation, changing keys, or variation, altering rhythms. Finally, the recapitulation brings back both themes from the exposition in their original key. Classical composers sought to create works that were emotionally powerful yet structurally sound. They often drew inspiration from literature, mythology, nature, and everyday life experiences to craft pieces with intricate melodies and harmonies that could evoke strong emotions in listeners. Main idea number 6. Romantic music was a style of music that emerged in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. It was characterized by its use of chromaticism, which is the use of notes outside the traditional major and minor scales to create tension and emotion. This type of music often focused on expressing strong emotions such as love, sorrow, joy, or longing. Romantic composers used instruments like pianos and violins to bring out these feelings in their works. Romantic music was typically performed in concert halls for audiences who were looking for an emotional experience. It could also be used to accompany dances or other forms of entertainment. Many famous composers wrote romantic pieces, including Beethoven, Chopin, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Brahms, and Wagner. The popularity of romantic music has endured throughout time due to its ability to evoke powerful emotions from listeners. Its influence can still be heard today in many genres such as jazz and classical crossover. Main idea number 7. 20th century music was characterized by its use of atonality and its focus on experimentation. It was often performed in concert halls and was accompanied by instruments such as pianos and synthesizers. This type of music pushed the boundaries of traditional tonal harmony, exploring new sounds and textures that had never been heard before. Additionally, 20th century music incorporated elements from other genres such as jazz, blues, folk, classical, rock and roll, electronic dance music, EDM, hip-hop/rap and more. The composers who wrote this type of music were highly innovative in their approach to composition. They used techniques like serialism to create complex musical structures that challenged listeners' expectations. Many works also featured extended instrumental solos or improvisations which allowed performers to express themselves freely within a given structure. In addition to being performed in concert halls, 20th century music was also used for film scores and soundtracks for television shows or video games. Its influence can be seen today in many popular genres including EDM, rap/hip-hop and indie rock. Main idea number 8. Jazz music is a genre of music that has its roots in African-American culture. It emerged from the blues and ragtime styles of the late 19th century, and was characterized by its use of improvisation and its focus on the expression of emotion. Jazz musicians often used instruments such as pianos, saxophones, trumpets, trombones, drums, and bass to create their unique sound. The style was often performed in clubs or other venues where people could dance or simply enjoy listening to it. The popularity of jazz grew throughout the 20th century, with many different subgenres emerging over time. These included swing, bebop, hard bop, cool jazz, and fusion, among others. Each had their own distinct sound, but all shared a common emphasis on improvisation and creative expression through musical performance. Today, jazz remains popular around the world, with many artists continuing to explore new ways to express themselves musically within this genre. Its influence can also be heard in other genres such as hip-hop, which have adopted elements from jazz into their own sound. Main idea number 9. Rock music was characterized by its use of electric instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs, with bands playing loud and energetic sets that featured electric guitars, drums, bass guitar, keyboards, and sometimes even horns. The sound of rock music was heavily influenced by blues and country music styles from the 1950s onwards. Rock musicians sought to create a unique sound that combined elements from different genres while still maintaining their own individual style. The lyrics of rock songs were often about topics such as love, rebellion against authority, or social issues. This gave rise to many subgenres within the genre, such as punk rock, heavy metal and alternative rock, which all had their own distinct sounds but shared similar lyrical themes. Rock concerts were also known for being highly energetic affairs where fans could express themselves through dancing or moshing. Rock music has been an important part of popular culture since it first emerged in the 1950s. Its influence can be seen in many other genres today, including hip-hop, pop, and electronic dance music, which have all taken inspiration from classic rock sounds. Main idea number 10. Pop music was characterized by its use of catchy melodies and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs, with instruments such as pianos and synthesizers providing accompaniment. Pop music also provided a soundtrack for dances and other forms of entertainment, allowing people to express themselves through movement. The genre has evolved over time, incorporating elements from different musical styles including rock, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, and more. The lyrics of pop songs are usually simple yet meaningful. They often tell stories about love or life experiences that many can relate to. Pop singers have become icons in their own right due to their ability to capture the emotions of listeners through their performances. Many popular artists have achieved success by creating unique sounds that combine elements from multiple genres. Pop music is an ever-evolving genre that continues to captivate audiences around the world. Its popularity has endured for decades because it speaks directly to our hearts and souls, no matter what language we speak or where we come from. Main idea number 11. Country music is a genre of popular music that originated in the southern United States. It has roots in traditional folk music, Celtic music, blues, and gospel. Characterized by its use of twangy guitars and its focus on the expression of emotion, country music was often performed in clubs and accompanied by instruments such as steel guitars and fiddles. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. The earliest known recordings of country-style songs date back to the 1920s when record labels began producing records featuring rural musicians from across America. Over time, these early recordings evolved into what we now know as modern country music with artists like Hank Williams Sr., Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn, Willie Nelson becoming household names. Today's country sound is heavily influenced by rock and roll but still retains many elements from its traditional roots, including lyrical themes about love lost or found, heartache, patriotism, nostalgia for simpler times, faithfulness to family values, hard work ethic, respect for nature, pride in one's home state or region, all set against a backdrop of acoustic guitar strumming. Main idea number 12. Folk music has been a part of many cultures for centuries. It is characterized by its use of traditional instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. Folk music was often performed in clubs, accompanied by instruments such as banjos and accordions. It was also used to accompany dances and other forms of entertainment. The lyrics of folk songs were often based on stories or events that had happened in the past, providing an insight into the culture from which they originated. The melodies were usually simple but catchy, making them easy to remember and sing along with. This made it popular among people who wanted to express their feelings through song. Folk music has evolved over time, incorporating elements from different genres such as jazz, blues, country, and rock and roll. Today it is still popular around the world and continues to be enjoyed by both young and old alike. Main idea number 13. Electronic music is a genre of music that has been around since the early 20th century. It was initially used to create soundtracks for films and television, but it soon evolved into its own distinct style. Electronic music is characterized by its use of synthesizers and other electronic instruments, as well as its focus on experimentation. It often features complex rhythms and sounds that are created through the manipulation of technology. In the 1970s, electronic music began to be performed in clubs and dance halls across Europe and North America. This new form of entertainment was accompanied by drum machines, samplers, sequencers, and other forms of technology-based musical equipment. As time went on, more sophisticated technologies were developed which allowed musicians to create increasingly complex compositions. Today, electronic music continues to evolve with new genres such as EDM, electronic dance music, becoming popular among younger generations. While some purists may argue that this type of music lacks soul or emotion compared to traditional styles like jazz or classical, others appreciate its unique soundscapes which can evoke feelings ranging from joyous euphoria to dark melancholy. Main idea number 14. World music was characterized by its use of traditional instruments and its focus on the expression of emotion. It was often performed in clubs and was accompanied by instruments such as sitars and tublas. These instruments were used to create a unique sound that blended elements from different cultures, creating something entirely new. The music itself could range from upbeat rhythms to slow, melodic pieces. The lyrics were often poetic or spiritual in nature, reflecting the culture it came from. World music also served as an important form of entertainment for many people around the world, providing a way for them to connect with their heritage through song. In addition to being enjoyed at live performances, world music has been recorded and released commercially since the early 20th century. This has allowed people all over the world to experience this type of music without having to travel long distances or attend expensive concerts. Today, world music continues to be popular among fans who appreciate its unique blend of sounds and emotions. As technology advances, more musicians are able to share their work with audiences around the globe, allowing us all access into a diverse array of musical styles. Main idea number 15. Musical theater is a form of theatrical performance that combines music, dialogue, and dance. It has been around since the early 19th century and has evolved over time to become one of the most popular forms of entertainment in modern culture. Musical theater typically involves elaborate sets, costumes, props, lighting effects, and choreography to create an immersive experience for audiences. The songs used in musicals are often written specifically for the show or adapted from existing works such as operas or folk songs. The stories told through musical theater can range from lighthearted comedies to serious dramas. Musicals often explore themes such as love, family relationships, social issues, and morality. They also provide opportunities for performers to showcase their singing and dancing abilities while telling a story with emotion and passion. Musical theater is an art form that continues to evolve with each new production. Its popularity shows no signs of waning anytime soon. It remains one of the most beloved forms of entertainment today. Main idea number 16. Opera was a form of musical theater that originated in Italy during the late 16th century. It was characterized by its use of vocal music and its focus on the expression of emotion. Opera often featured elaborate costumes, sets, and stage effects to create an immersive experience for audiences. It was typically performed in theaters and accompanied by instruments such as pianos and harpsichords. In addition to being used for theatrical performances, opera also served as accompaniment for dances or other forms of entertainment. The structure of opera is based around recitative, sung dialogue, alternating with arias, songs. The libretto, script, usually follows a dramatic story arc with characters expressing their emotions through song rather than spoken dialogue. This allows composers to explore complex themes while creating beautiful melodies that can be appreciated even without understanding the language they are sung in. Over time, different styles of opera emerged, including grand opera, comic opera, operetta, verismo operas, and more recently contemporary operas. Each style has its own unique characteristics, but all share the same core elements: singing combined with drama to tell stories about human relationships. Main idea number 17. Musical instruments have been used throughout history to create music. They range from ancient instruments such as drums and lyres, which were used in early civilizations for religious ceremonies and entertainment, to modern instruments such as synthesizers and electric guitars. Each instrument has its own unique sound that can be combined with other instruments to create a variety of musical styles. The development of musical instruments over time has allowed musicians to explore different sounds and techniques. Ancient cultures developed their own distinct styles of playing, while modern technology has enabled the creation of new sounds through electronic manipulation. The use of computers in music production has also opened up a world of possibilities for composers. Instruments are often categorized by type: stringed, such as guitar or violin; wind, such as flute or trumpet; percussion, such as drum or xylophone; and keyboard, such as piano. Different combinations of these types can produce an infinite number of sounds, allowing musicians to express themselves creatively. Music is an important part of many cultures around the world, providing a way for people to connect with each other through shared experiences. Musical instruments provide us with the tools we need to make this connection possible. Main idea number 18. Music theory is an essential part of understanding music. It helps us to understand how different elements of music work together to create a cohesive whole. Music theory can be divided into two main categories: theoretical and practical. Theoretical music theory focuses on the structure and elements of music, such as harmony, melody, rhythm, and form. Practical music theory involves applying these concepts in order to compose or perform pieces of music. Harmony is one of the most important aspects of musical composition. Harmony refers to the relationship between notes that are played simultaneously or consecutively in a piece of music. This includes chords, intervals, scales, progressions, and other harmonic structures that give a piece its unique sound. Melody is another key element in musical composition. Melody refers to the sequence of pitches heard when playing a song or instrumental piece. Melodies often have recognizable patterns that make them memorable for listeners. Rhythm is also an important aspect in creating effective compositions. Rhythm refers to the timing and placement of beats within a song or instrumental piece, which gives it its overall flow and energy level. Form is another concept related to musical composition, which deals with how sections are arranged within a larger work, such as an opera or symphony movement. Form can refer both to large-scale structural divisions, such as verse/chorus, as well as smaller-scale details like phrase lengths. Main idea number 19. Music education is an important part of any student's development. It helps to develop creativity, critical thinking skills, and a greater appreciation for music. Music theory teaches students the fundamentals of musical structure and composition, while performance classes help them learn how to play instruments or sing in a group setting. Through these courses, students can gain an understanding of different styles of music from around the world. The history of music is also explored in many music education programs. Students learn about the evolution of various genres over time and how they have been shaped by cultural influences throughout history. They may also explore topics such as instrumentation, notation systems, and compositional techniques used by famous musicians. In addition to learning about the technical aspects of music making, students are encouraged to express themselves through their own compositions or performances. This allows them to develop their own unique style that reflects their individual tastes and interests. Overall, studying music provides students with a well-rounded educational experience that will benefit them both academically and personally for years to come. Main idea number 20. Music technology has revolutionized the way music is created, recorded, and manipulated. Digital audio workstations, DAWs, are now commonplace in recording studios and home studios alike. These powerful tools allow musicians to record multiple tracks of audio simultaneously, edit them with precision, mix them together into a cohesive whole, and even master their recordings for release. Synthesizers have also become an essential part of modern music production. They can be used to create unique sounds that would otherwise be impossible or difficult to achieve using traditional instruments alone. Samplers are another important tool in the world of music technology. Samplers allow producers to take snippets from existing recordings and manipulate them into new sounds or rhythms that can then be incorporated into their own compositions. This technique has been used by many artists over the years to great effect. The possibilities offered by modern music technology are virtually limitless. It allows musicians to explore new sonic territories while still maintaining control over every aspect of their productions. With so much potential at our fingertips, it's no wonder why so many people have embraced this exciting field. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.